94.3 The Point, the Jersey Shore's hit music channel. Today's Best Variety, Sarah Bareilles and Love Song. It's Matt Ryan. So yesterday I was just going online looking to see what's going on in Monmouth and Ocean Counties, and I came across this story that really moved me, really was very touching, and it caught my attention immediately, especially because it's one of our own here at the Jersey Shore, and she is doing something really, really amazing tomorrow. And I was able to get her on the phone. Sally, thank you so much for being on 94 Through the Point.
Thank you for having me. This is great.
So this is Sally Kalksma, and she lives in Pine Beach. And you're doing something very special tomorrow.
Tomorrow night, I'm running up the Empire State Building in, believe it or not, a very elite race called the Empire Run-Up. What's different about it, though, is it's sponsored by the Multiple Myeloma Research Foundation. And I happen to have multiple myeloma. So I am on their team, and I'm raising funds and raising awareness as I try to climb the building.
So now, through all of your treatments and and hardships during this time, you made it a priority to train and stay active and stay positive. Would you say that is key when you're dealing with something like this?
Oh, absolutely. When I was first diagnosed, I searched out, you know, different doctors and got their opinions. And then I found Dr. Edward Statmauer at University of Penn. And he told me to just keep doing what I'm doing because that's the best thing I could do, and that's run. And I just live off the endorphins, and it releases a lot of stress. I'd love to go back at my checkups and tell him all the crazy things I've done and crazy races, and he can't wait to hear about this one.
And talk about resources that you use. You have a workplace in Toms River that you use to practice. You use the stairs there, right?
Oh, yes. Thank God I have a really understanding boss and supervisors, and they're all very supportive. So after work, I put my sneakers on, and I run up the stairs in the county building. I work at the Board of Elections in the basement. So I put my sneakers on after work, and I run up the steps to the roof, and then I take the elevator down to save my knees, and I do that until I hit 100 flights.
Wow.
And I do that twice a week, and then three times a week I'm out on the road running, and then lift weights, because believe it or not, you use your arms a lot to get up the steps.
Now, so let's just put this in perspective for everybody, what you're doing tomorrow, okay?
Okay.
This is 85 flights of stairs inside the Empire State Building.
That from the lobby to the top, it's 86.
86, okay.
I was hoping that they wouldn't have a 13th floor, but I Googled it, and they do!
So it would be more than 1,576 steps.
That's correct. And then to top it off, you have to finish with a lap around the observation deck.
Wow.
It looks pretty cool.
Some extreme training going into this. I mean, I'm thinking to myself right now that I live on a third floor apartment, and I get winded when I'm carrying my groceries up to the apartment level of the Empire State Building. But I cannot tell you how inspiring it is to talk to somebody who is battling cancer and is doing something like this tomorrow and has such a positive outlook and such a positive spirit. It is unbelievable.
Thank you very much. You know, sometimes I just don't think it's like a big deal. You just go through life, and other people have it worse, and other people, you know, they do other crazy or more amazing things. So I don't know. It just doesn't seem, I mean, yes, the Empire State Building does seem enormous, and, you know, I went and looked at it a few times. I didn't want to psych myself out, but, you know, it's, you know, you only live once, so you have to take advantage of everything that's out there and stay positive. You never know what's going to happen.
Those are words to live by right there. And at 94throughthepoint.com, I have your story up there and also a link to the foundation you are running for, and that is?
The Multiple Myeloma Research Foundation. And let me just tell you, they are awesome, not just with multiple myeloma, but they have done inspirational and innovative research, and they've helped over 30 cancers. It's
wow.
Amazing.
So yeah, if you can, definitely donate. But I can tell you this without hesitation, that the entire Jersey Shore is going to be behind you tomorrow. Know that in the back of your mind, that we're going to be rooting for you.
Thanks.
Well, listen, Sally, you are a very inspirational woman, and thank you so much for being on The Point. And kick butt tomorrow, okay?
I will.